really overworked, right? All right, good. All right, so let's get a wrap up. I want to first and foremost thank Nat Weeks. He sent out his notes from the meetings. I also take copious amount of notes, so I incorporated the two of ours together to create the best possible set of notes for you, and hopefully we've done that in what we're presenting today. And there's a lot of great things that were brought up in Hawaii that I want to share with you, and some of them are happening currently, some of them are down the road for us, but just know that there are a lot of great things happening. And Ray Robbins kind of kicked off the whole session, you know, just introducing us as all presidentials. And the neat thing in the whole room that was there, every single person there was responsible for at least 600 children being nourished on a daily basis. And that's what you know happens when you're a presidential director. So Mark Nichols was there, and some of you know Mark Nichols. He's our chief financial officer, and this was the first time he came to Summit. He said we had pretty exciting fourth quarter results, and those will be published soon. They can't discuss those because we're a publicly traded company, but they will probably come out sometime late February, early March, where the results will be seen by everybody. But the company's has really turned the corner in terms of its financial strength, and everybody's excited about that as well. Landon Frederick talked about call center. Some of you have been frustrated with the call center because with the growth that we've seen over the last 3 to 6 months, the call center and customer staff desperately needed increasing, and they increased it now by over 20%. So that's great. Al Bala said he's really committed. The company's making a new commitment to create the first 30 days of a new associate's business to be just an awesome experience. So they made a list, what they called a yucky list. I don't know that's what I'd refer to it as, but they made a list of things to do for us, basically in the field, and they're tackling them one at a time, and they feel like they're making some great progress there. We helped a little bit with that list in our North American presidential group, and we'll talk about that in a minute. They introduced all the general managers. That's the rest of part of that outline is all about the general managers. And I was so impressed when I looked on stage and I saw those six general managers from all over the world. What an awesome group of people. They're doing just a knockdown, dragout, great job. It made me feel like, where's our, general manager for North America, for the United States? We've never had one because we had the corporation here locally, but that doesn't mean we don't need one. When I saw what some of these GMs are doing for their people, I thought, wow, that would really help North America as well. So we'll see if Matic moves forward. You can look at some of the incredible growth rate. Mexico is up 90% last year over the year before. Canada's up for like the sixth year in a row. They're exploding there, doing incredibly well. Korea grew, I think they had 40% growth in Taiwan, 80% growth in Korea in 2013. So in fact, they moved Manitech. Manitech was 16th of all direct selling companies in Korea, and after this past year, they are now in the top 10 again. So a lot of incredible movement across the board in all these foreign countries. Now we have to start looking, okay, North America, it's our turn to shoot up. Stan Frederick reported in. Market cap is a measurement that investors make when they look at a company to decide whether they want to invest. Ours was very weak 2 years ago. It was $15 million. Today it's at $40 million. We over tripled our market cap, which is huge. That's probably what caused a lot of the increase when you saw the stock went up to over 30. I think it closed around 12 or something last week, but it skyrocketed to 30 last year in the fall, and a lot of that is because of what's going on with our market cap and the incredible growth that we see in the company. I can't wait to see fourth quarter results to see what happens with that, but we'll see that soon. And important for us, over 9 million servings went to kids in 2013, so that's awesome as well. So Al Bala then talked a little bit about the recognizing all the new presidentials, and a lot of them, of course, came out of these countries like Korea, where they have so much growth going on, 80 and 90% growth. The United States had one new presidential director, and that was LaWanda Murphy. I was excited because she happens to be in my organization. So we broke a new presidential last year. In fact, it happened in business period 12, and it was exciting to have her there with me in Hawaii. trust me, everybody on this call, if you're looking at your organization, if you're already presidentials, you know what I mean when how great it is to share with a brand new presidential in Hawaii. But if you're not presidential yet, let me just tell you that you will be one of the greatest surprises and excitements of the Upline presidentials you have to join them in Hawaii next year. So just make it a commitment to be there, because it's just really an incredibly fun time and enjoyable as all get out. Lydia and I had so much fun. We traveled all over the entire island. We drove we got a Jeep this time that you can take the top off. So we were running around with this top off of the Jeep, going traveling road to Hana, all around the north end of the island, all around the south end of the island, went to the waterfalls. We actually had to stop the car because there were cows crossing and they kept all these cow crossing signs up. Lydia was hanging out of she was standing up on the seat, front seat, and as I'm driving 35, 40 miles an hour down the road taking pictures, she took about 4,000 pictures over the few days that we were there. But it was a joy. We just had a lot of fun. Whale watching, excellent, as always. Went to see the aquarium, the sea turtles, just a really delightful time across the board. So enough of that. Let's go on with the rest of the summit the fun part is always there. This is the part from Manatech headquarters, which given us an update. Rob Sennett then talked, and I suspect that I probably am blowing his talk that he's going to do Tuesday night by giving you all this information. But I think it's really healthy. If you read the information here, it will help you and support you in responding to some people's questions about where the company's going, what direction you see the company in. You can use some of this material. It's excellent to use with prospects. It's not something I would build in my normal prospecting, spiel. But, you can use it to the point of saying that, Manatech has built itself to meet every one of the five major indicators required for dynamic growth. And then people might say, well, what are those five indicators? So now you could throw some of this language out when you're prospecting, but make sure you have the backup data there for you. And so he just went through, where we are today, what our growth looks like, what our future looks like, and how incredibly perfectly positioned we are with what we're doing. And then he listed also the 2014 initiatives to maintain a healthy and sustainable business. And those are the initiatives of the company. So you're seeing the nine top initiatives of the company for 2014. And you can read through those in the outline under Rob Sennett. The important ones, well, all of them are, of course, important to us, right? And, our maximizing the youth global rollout is going to be crucial, because a lot of us are kind of, we had the great rollout last year, and now we want to know what's our next step. And, of course, we know a youth sales and marketing PAC is coming out March 1st, and we know that's right on the forefront for us to really drive our business with youth. But there are a lot of other things that Manatech is talking about in terms of optimizing the supply chains and helping us with retention and putting out there more definitions and ideas around proper communication of M5M so that we can truly take this to the world. So all of those are in that initiative list. So read through that and the outline, and you'll enjoy what Rob had to say at the summit. The youth skincare, of course, they talked about Sam bringing the idea for youth. It was 5 months from idea to actual product, the fastest ever introduction that Manatech has ever done. And to give you some idea of the impact it's had on sales, for North American sales, it has taken over 20% of the sales. And we haven't really lost sales in our other products. It's just additional tiered sales of the youth skincare. So huge to watch one product take over that kind of percentage of sales in such a very short period of time. He said the number one cause for death is aging. Reversing aspects is very popular. So I like that. That was kind of a cute statement that they made. Dr. Martin Kassir talked about enhancing and preserving beauty and with a whole concept of what youth was about. I'm going to share with you that probably one of the biggest points I took from Kassir's presentation was that we shouldn't sit back and have this expectation that our faces were totally transformed, even though many of ours have. I've had remarkable changes in my face, and they continue, by the way. I told Lydia, when I get back from Australia, we'll put out some new pictures again. But the beauty of it is that the product, really wasn't meant to have, you know, create results overnight, even though it does, because moisture always is going to create different results, and that's what happens to the people that see these fine lines dissipate readily, is because they're bringing moisture to the surface in a quick way. But the whole idea of rebuilding that dermis tissue is really important for us, because the idea is that we're building a structure in our layers of skin, and we're rebuilding aquaporins, we're building the collagen and elastin, and helping to rebuild the dermis tissue so that we have a incredible, you know, strength behind that to help uplift the epidermis. And so when we're looking at all that this product's meant to do, what Dr. Kassir suggested is the reality is that when you look at yourself today, 5 years from now, you'll be incredibly better off because you've been using the product youth. So it's something that you're making an investment in the future. So don't be so overly anxious. A lot of products are out there in the marketplace today that say wrinkles go away overnight and all this kind of stuff, but they're using inflammatory ingredients, and inflammation will cause puffiness and will cause wrinkles to go away, but the problem is it does long-term damage. So if you're more interested in having beautiful skin for the rest of your life, then youth is the perfect product to do that. And one of the things that I love so much that he brought up too was just the whole, you know, resilience and the feel of the skin is just so amazing with this product, and how smooth my skin has become. The redness has gone away. The splotchiness has gone away. It's done so much for my skin just in looking at healthy skin. And that's what you want. You want healthy skin. And that's why this youth product is so awesome for all of us. He went through all the different ingredients in it. We already know, we've been through these before, so I highlighted them in the outline because they came in the notes that I got from Nat. So you got to see the crocus chrysanthus bulb extract, the ergothionine, the hydrolyzed viola extract, astaxanthin. These are, you know, antioxidants and all these great things that talk about that. He says all of this is, you know, supplies us with incredible water, moisture to our skin over time to be healthier skin, rebuilding the tissue to help give you the healthiest possible skin. He talked about the studies that are being done, and they already published their first set of studies after the first 4 weeks, and those studies are going to be made available to everybody, and they turned out very, very positive. And he did answer the question about having a preservative in the product, and I think I put that in the outline as well. The preservative is phenoxyethanol and ethylhexyl glycine, which are much better preservatives in a product than are the parabens that we've seen in the past that we all know have some real bad side effects, and they find them in breast cancer and all sorts of things. So they're unhealthy for us. So these are healthier preservatives to have in it, and you need to have a preservative when you have as many actives as we have in our product, which is what makes the product so effective. And the study that they did, they used 31 females and males aging 25 to 75. So they studied it on all different levels, and I gave you a lot of the technical information. I'm not even sure I follow all of it. I'm looking forward to getting the studies myself and being able to supply the studies to the people that are interested in looking at them. And all of them showed fine lines and wrinkles improved according to both, all separately and distinctly. The significant values, they were statistically significant. They talked about, they did mention that this product isn't, he said the test study on whether it uplifts the skin on your jawline wasn't really intended by the product, so the results didn't show that it did anything. But the incredible thing about that is that people in the field are seeing that result. So we know this product, even though the test results over 4 weeks didn't show things like that, I think watching the jowl movement and those kind of things wasn't something that I saw in the first 4 weeks either. So I think, you know, these are based on four weeks, so it's just basically the early start of the studies. And they're doing an 8-week study, actually, so they're waiting for the other 4 weeks to be concluded before they publish the total results, but they will get these initial results out to all of us as well. So all of them were terrific. They, and you just seen us in the audience. We were doing all these snap tests with our skin and elasticity things we were talking about. He did come back. Kasir did later on another day, came back and actually had a question and answer period. So we're going to go over what some of those things are that he talked about as well. So you can read. I didn't know what a cutometer was. I was laughing in the audience saying, I think it's something about measuring cuteness after you put on skincare. They had a corneometer. There's all sorts of things that these measurements were very highly technical, above my pay grade. So you can read them, and when you get them to come, when they come out, you can review them again. But just know that the results are coming out terrific on the studies they're doing. After Kasir was up there, Bo Short came back on, and one of the quotes that he said, which I thought was very good, was he said, an army of sheep led by a lion will always defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. And, of course, that emphasizes to every one of us the importance of being a great leader and working on personal development and developing ourselves and to be the best possible leader we can be. Now, however, he says, your downline of lions are led by a lion. That's how we want to perceive ourselves, and there is no stopping you. That's how we need to look at and perceive our organizations. We are a lion, and our downline of lions are led by us. Al Bala then returned on stage, and he talked about the upgrading PDs. In other words, people that were, who may have been a regular PD, they went to regular to bronze to silver, silver to gold, and the majority of these were out of the Korea. In fact, they had three new platinums in Korea. And some of you are going, well, how did somebody become platinum in Korea and all this stuff? They do very different things in Korea. 5x5 was a program that they'd done for years, which is they do five contacts every day. They're very disciplined with their time. They're very conscientious that this is a numbers business, and so follow the numbers. And it's something we all need to look at in terms of our organizations and say, are we willing to do it? If you're not, then you're going to do it as a hobby. So, but these guys don't do it as a hobby. They take it seriously. They want to create results, and they go out and create the results. But they know they have to follow the numbers to create the results. So the other thing they did is they came across, one Korean talked about a book that he came across, and it was called Clean. I'm not familiar with the book, but I told Lydia to look it up for us. And it's about, you know, detoxing and everything. And what they do in their organization is they started getting everybody who signed on board to start taking $500 a product a month. And, it, you know, and for those of us in the audience that are sitting there maybe in a little scarcity or maybe thinking, oh, people object because it's too expensive. I can't even get people to buy $100 a month, and these guys are getting people to buy $500. Well, the whole process is about really total detox and getting on an unbelievable healthy path. Now, how long they stay on $500, I don't know, but, you know, maybe a year. But they were running this program based on the book Clean, and they, people were taking like 8 GI Pro Balance a day. That's how I heard that story. So they had all different things that they were doing to put a lot of product into people out back, and that helped him, of course, catapult to platinum. And but they had great results as well with the people, with their health, and with the business in to boot. So it was just another idea of how people are doing the business. You're just getting people to consume more product than just the bare minimal. And the afternoon, let's see, what did we do next? The next day, was it? Yeah. Oh, okay. The next day, we had a general session Wednesday, so that was Tuesday, our general session. And, of course, after Tuesday night, Lydia and I were ones that went all over town. We, from 5 o'clock, we used to, when did we get out, Lydia? 3, maybe? I don't know. But we took the car and we went, our Jeep, and went all over the place and had a blast and just had a good time and met back with some people before we closed out the night. And every day we were getting up working out in the workout club, and we ran into a few Manitekers, but there weren't very many that were that dedicated on that. A lot of people were walking along the beach because there's a lot of joy in just being in Maui alone, not necessarily having to have to go to an exercise room. But the exercise room does look out over the ocean. So it wasn't as if we were avoiding, the beautiful views as we were working out. We got to participate in all that. Then we went into Wednesday, February 5th. Rob Sinnott kicked off the meeting. He talked about the book called 86%. In that book, I plan on getting it just to find out what he's talking about. But it refers to the countries which are not developed countries today, where we'll be in the future. In other words, where Manitek's going to be expanding to, where people are going to start working. He talked about the idea of unity produces harmony, which produces creativity. And one of the big promotions here was, how do we get North America back as one? Because we don't have as much unity as when you see some what some of these other countries are doing. One of the things is that because our organizations here in North America tend to be, you know, 20 years old, 19 years old, 18 year olds, they're very independent from each other. We don't work a lot together like they do in other countries. So that's an aim and directional that we put in place that we want to create this year among North American presidentials. And I'm playing a major role in that. I just to try to help make that happen. So it's going to be exciting to see what transition goes on in the next 12 months around North America and that. Al Bala then got on board. He reported about he's got a new team. It's Bob, Sona, and Terry Bayless. They're all going to meet with him once every 2 weeks, and he gets feedback from them on things that are happening in the field, what's going on internally, what the feedback is on the projects that are out there. You'll be soon be able to – oh, here's a new one under the word new. Sorry about there's a little typo there I noticed. You'll soon be able to top off orders and use unredeemed customer loyalty credits to buy PhytoBlend. Isn't that awesome? So what you're going to be, and I put buy in quotes because what it means is this. Let's say this month I don't need my, you know, my full bowl Gamma Toast. So maybe I'm just going to order a, you know, a mini bulk Gamma Toast. Well, then I might be short on my 100 PV that I need, qualifying volume, for this month. Manitech's going to allow you to top off your orders to get up to qualifying numbers by just buying PhytoBlend. You're going to buy it. It's not going to come to you. It's going to actually be contributed direct to Manna Relief. But they're going to have 100% of the APO on the product, so you're going to actually, you know, earn income off of the PhytoBlend powder. And we haven't seen that before in any way, shape, or form, but they're going to do that for us. And it's going to be immediately donated to Manna Relief, for which you're going to get something in the mail about a tax deduction for it. So it's going to be a great opportunity for all of us to be able to participate in with the Manna Relief Program and purchasing PhytoBlend to help these kids and contribute to these kids. I love the idea. I can see myself now, especially, here's another, this, and I brought this up, that's why they mentioned it as at the event, but I said, you know, I have a lot of people who haven't redeemed their customer loyalty credits, and they really don't care to. I mean, they're sure it's nice to get free products, and a lot of you watch it every day, but there are a lot of us that don't look at it at all. I mean, we're just paying a little bit higher price for the products than we did in the past, and we're collecting all the credits, and we're just watching them all accumulate. I don't mind using those in, cashing them in to make a charitable deduction, right? To make a deduction and make a charitable contribution to Manna Relief. So that's what we're talking about doing. So you can do both, either top off orders or customer loyalty credits to buy PhytoBlend powder and thus get a charitable deduction for us and get 100% of the APO payout on the product as well. Al then introduced our legal counsel, General Counsel Erin Barta. She was with the company. Many of you already knew she took over for Keith Clark. That happened about a year and a half ago. But Erin was with Manitech. I think she served as an associate lawyer under Keith Clark for like 5 or 6 years. And she talked about what's going on eBay and on Amazon, which are problems for all of us who are trying to do the business, that you see all these products ordered on Amazon or eBay, and so you're losing volume in your own organization. And, of course, there are a lot of people that do that because if they can buy it right with getting a power bonus and all the other things going on, they can sell it at below our regular cost and still make money off of it. So we see that happening, and Manitech has tried desperately to trace these people, and, you know, people are getting more and more sophisticated. They're not selling it themselves. They're selling it through an independent third party who's not an associate, so that can't be reinforceable that way. So they're trying to figure out now trace the products. And they came out with, finally, they filed a lawsuit. It's on January 30th this year. They filed a lawsuit. It's a Rule 202 hearing against Amazon and eBay to compel release of the names and contact information on auction holders. So that's fascinating because I had never heard of a Rule 202, but I think it's a great idea. We might as well try it. The lawyer that we're hiring is an ex-general counsel for Avocare. He was really huge in this area of stealing people from other organizations and doing these kind of business hearings on these kind of issues. So we're looking forward to it. The auction sites violate Section 2.13. The auctions, in other words, when you sell products on eBay, you're violating policies and procedure manual. So that's the problem with it. And most important problem for those of you like me is that we see people in our own organization or prospects. I just had one guy who was going to order $300 worth of products, brand new automatic order to be placed, and he found them on eBay instead. So we lost $300 worth of orders. Now, that's a sad thing. No one should lose any orders on any of their products because of eBay or what's happening on Amazon. So just know that they're being aggressive with it, and we hope and pray that they're effective. Bob Adams talked about the Welcome Back program, and they had results where over 3,500 people came back through the Welcome Home program, and over 50% stayed past their first order. So they were very pleased with the numbers that they show on the Welcome Home program, and still there are considerable numbers that are still ordering, which is a blessing as well. Bo Short talked about his weekly leadership calls. He's got Saturdays at 10 o'clock. We talked about that today. We announced it. That's a 10 o'clock leadership call. They have a live broadcast Mondays at 7 p.m. We discussed that. They have a weekly field call Thursday at 7 p.m. If there's a business opportunity call, they're going to kick those off. I'm not sure it's going to start this week, probably the week after. What they're doing is they're having Bo come up and sponsor the call, and there are going to be a bunch of presidentials out there or people on non-presidential, all levels, that are going to be on, not on stage, but on a calls to give their testimonials, their personal business testimonials and personal testimonials in a compliant way on Thursday night. So it's a great opportunity for people who are doubters or think that no one makes it in this business, blah, blah, blah. They can come and hear those testimonials on Thursday night with Vo. And that one of the reasons that Tuesday night's no longer going to be broadcast is because of this new Thursday night call structure. Because then you'll have a Monday night presentation for prospects and a Thursday night presentation for prospects. He also is doing a weekly field call Thursdays at 7 p.m. There's a monthly leadership development series that he's going to be launching in March this year. So there's a huge number of training platforms coming along for all of us, and I'm real excited about that. I think we never can have enough training. And the online training platforms are going to be Manitech Basics, M5M 101, M5M 2.0, M5M Leadership, 5-Minute Videos, Basics of Manitech, right? Okay, so those are all the things that you're going to see. Those are all coming out in the near future. Bo thinks that this whole training platform will be in place sometime in March. So open your eyes and keep your eyes open for it. And that's going to be very helpful to bring along new business builders as well. There's a new youth promotion, special promotion that starts February 10th, which is today, and it goes through March 31st. So what do you need to do? Well, they're going to have a drawing, and you get one entry for every youth event that you sponsor over the next month and a half, from here until March 31st. The only things you need to do is you need to post your event. So if you're having one tonight, since it opens tonight, make sure you get on there and post it so you qualify. Post your event on manitechevents.com, right? I think that's the right, did I give you the email address there? Yeah, no, events.manitech.com. And number two, send a photo of each party afterwards. So as long as you schedule it, put it on the events planner, and send a picture in, that will give you one drawing. You'll get one draw in the drawing that they're, or one little of your name tags in the drawing that they're going to do on April 1st. On April 1st, after they close out this promotion, they will make one drawing, and the winner will get 13 bottles of free youth. I should say 13 bottles of youth for free. And there's going to be full commissions paid out on these 13 bottles of youth. So that's even better. So you'll get 13 bottles of youth, and you get full commissions paid on it. So you get a year's supply of youth. And then they have other rewards that are going to be given out, too. If you host three parties in the next month and a half, from now till March 31st, you're going to get a free T-shirt. If you host four parties, you're going to get a free youth sales system. Now, this is a new youth sales system that they announced that's coming out by March 1st, and that's 8-minute DVD, flip chart, brochures, event run list, kits, samples, etc., all included in the youth sales system kit. And again, it has to do with what? It has to do with youth being our newest product, and now we're learning how to market it. And they're doing it on a home-based business, a home-based party type concept. And there's a, and they showed us some of the mock-ups of this youth kit, marketing kit, which again will be available March 1st. So we're already going out there having a lot of youth meetings, and some of you have already been doing it. I know I've heard better than Botox parties. By the way, there was a comment made about better than Botox that we really shouldn't be using that language because it's an incorrect representation of the product. We don't have a right to say our product's better than Botox. So be careful on that, some of that language that we just think up off the top of our head, and you might want to send it to Manatic to get it reviewed so you make sure you stay in compliance. So, but important for us to keep on the road and keep our hustle up with youth and keep marketing it and having parties. I think it's one of the best ways to get youth out there is have parties, home parties with it. Everybody's looking for it, so it's just a matter of getting that information out. But now you've got a promotion behind you. Hopefully we'll have somebody on this call who wins first place prize, 13 bottles of youth, and everybody else will get free T-shirts and free youth sales system. I can't wait for the sales system to come out. I think that's going to make a huge difference for a lot of people. But we don't need to wait for it. We need to just keep doing what we've been doing and do it really well. Dr. Martin Kassir got back on stage on Wednesday and answered questions. They had a big question-and-answer period for him, and he went through a lot of the questions that presidentials had. They're basically from the field, from you guys, probably presented them to them. A lot of them had to do with why do we get such redness, really the redness and dryness, all that. So he says people's skin is just normally dry, especially this time of year. We have drier skin. Drier skin can also be caused by what people are using with their cleanser. So be very careful that you're not already drying out your skin with the cleanser, and then you're going to have a dry skin impact once you put youth on it. So he just said it just, you know, and a lot of the responses, whether it's breaking out or redness or splotchiness, all of that is basically created because of dryness. So he said clearly it's A-okay to, you know, cleanse your skin, put on the youth, and then add the moisturizer on top of it. So that's the way you want to do it, definitely in that order. And he said if people are having problems with their eyes, then keep away from their eyes and just apply it maybe perhaps once a day to the eye area. And then finally let your eye area get adjusted to it and start with two applications as well. And he talked a little bit about the difference between what happens with Botox versus our product, that Botox goes into the muscle tissue and, of course, breaks down the muscle tissue because it's a toxin. So we're not about adding filler or more volume. We are about building it up, rejuvenating a fibroblast to make more collagen and elastin, which will help repair the matrix. So the skin will, a lot of you talked about tightness. I know I brought it up after the third or fourth week I was using youth. My face was getting really taut. And he said that's normal because what you're doing is you're expanding the epidermis tissue, so you're going to cause a little pressure on the dermis. So that's not unusual to have that tightness, that feel of tightness. You should continue to see improvement. He says it never stops. You'll continue seeing improvement the more you use it. So he didn't say it never stop, but I suspect maybe after 2 or 3 years that it'll be something different. But it's a great product to help support our skin. He talked about the cleansers people use. Retin A was another one, and I'm not familiar with it. I don't even know if we spelled it right. And a lot of those cleansers really dry out the skin. So his other recommendation to people that have reactions to the product is, what's your cleanser? Maybe stop using that cleanser. Try something that's going to be smoother for you. We recommend, of course, our cleanser product in the lift category. It's a wonderful product to have in addition to the youth. So, but be careful on that. He also talks about making sure that you wash your hands before putting youth on your eyes because some people are carrying things into their eye or eye area from their fingertips. So, and you don't want to use a sponge. You always want to use your fingers. And he was adamant about the back of a hand, one hand, and do the same thing over and over. He didn't like the idea that somebody took somebody else's somebody at one of the parties, they left. I don't know if I'm saying this the right way. Let me blow that off because I didn't have it clear, so I don't want to make a misrepresentation of some of the things they said. But he also talked about how to use it under the eye, and he said you, instead of using a sponge or something like that, or even your finger, you can use a Q-tip under the eye with youth. He also talked about the smell that, you know, with the first generation, which was the trial ones that we had in October. Many of you didn't participate in the trial. The smell was different. There's no scent basically in the second generation, although I think there is a scent there, and most of you would agree with me. It's a pleasant one, but it doesn't really have any impact one way or another. He talked about dryness. Oh, acne. Somebody brought up the issue about acne because we've seen remarkable results. We have so many people touting this as acne. In fact, I have a number of people in my organization who can't get the product away from their daughters now. Their teenage daughters are grabbing it at every opportunity to use it because it has such an impact on acne. We really can't be making the representation that this product helps with acne because it's not one of the qualified representations. We don't have proof. We're not testing it for that. We didn't build it to have that impact. So Kassir said if it's having that impact, it was unintentional. So, but the idea is that we don't want to represent something that wasn't part of the original process. So we're just ecstatic it has that issue on acne, but watch out for making that representation wildly. He also talked about that youth can help us fill the stand in the entire stadium at our upcoming 20th anniversary. So let's make sure we're out there sharing it with everybody. Then we had a unity meeting, North American presidentials from 3 to 5 on Wednesday afternoon. We had this big meeting that just kind of to try to get us together on the same page. Lots of great suggestions came out of that just for North American presidential meeting. So we're really excited about our future. I'm kind of a main hog in working with that. We're putting together some follow-up materials for everybody. We plan on having a North American presidential meeting every single event from now on, starting now, of course, in Manifest coming up. So it just was a joy to be a part of that. Steve Hines was there, and he shared his 4-8-3-5 sheet, which is how they grow the business in the Korean industry, in the Korean business. It's we saw the 4 down below. You saw the 5. The 4. Let's go through Steve Hines' thing. The Steve Hines 4-8-3-5 sheet. The 4 is make a list, you know, the circle that we've seen so often in Manitech, make a list, invite, present, and follow up. That's the 4 core. First of all, let me describe who Steve Hines is for some of you. Steve is on top of Happy Team. He's the presidential that brought in Julia on the Happy Team, and, of course, that team is growing. They grew from 0 to over 5 million in volume on a monthly basis over the last 4 years, 5 or maybe 6 years it was. But, unprecedented growth in their team. So Steve uses an absolute duplicatable system that's easy as 1, 2, 3. And most of this comes out of what Al Bala taught us when Al first came on board. I recognized all of it. You know, the 4 core basics are the make a list, invitation, presentation, follow-up, then the eight activities, be teachable, accountable, read, listen, attend events, consume, health ethics, consume, and share. Those are the 8 core. And then 3, the power of submission, power of unity, power of the spoken word. That was all put. That was new. Okay. And then 5, never mess with others' motive, spouse, ego, or do anything for the first time without checking upline, spread negative downline. So there are 5 nevers. So those are the 4-8-3-5. He has one sheet that promotes this. He also talks to people of their direction. You know, when you come in at the 98 and 498, you want to make it, you want to make in your first 28 days, you want to make sure you're making $100, right? Within your first business period, full business period, which is a business period later, you want to make sure that you reach regional director. And that makes on the average, he suggests, of $250. By the end of the 4th business period, you want to make sure you're a national director and making $1,000. By the end of the 7th business or 8th business period, I'm sorry, you want to make sure you're executive director and then presidential director by the end of your first 12 full business periods. So that, and then you can become a member of the Platinum $100,000 a month club. That's his joy that he brings in these people. And it's just great. He also talks about Power 700. Every 4 new is $700. So all those things are terrific for us to know, have down, hopefully incorporate some of that into your business training. Now, I wouldn't do it with somebody you just met off the street, but when you're starting to find somebody who's really anxious to understand the business and they're familiar with business in the past, if they're making big money, they're going to be looking for big money. So you better have a presentation that shows them how to get there. And Steve's doing a great job at that. We're looking at a couple other as well. South African model, once again, is being reviewed and will probably be coming out, I know, for my organization. And for some others out there, we're joining forces, kind of like an Delta Force, to work together to commit to, each one of us are committed to getting to platinum, and we're going to work really hard, almost like a Navy SEAL team, to make that happen. So we're excited about what's coming in the forefront and putting some structure into our business and building unity across America. That was a fun meeting to have. Al Ballack came in the meeting, and he talked about the PACs. Here's new again. We're going to, some of you say, thank goodness we're going back to them because they haven't changed the website yet or the materials. Going back to the 99 PAC. Now, the reason they changed is because they were getting blown out of the water on commissions and all that kind of stuff. So they talked about bringing the 99-pack and the 498-pack back. Okay, so instead of the 599, they're going back to the 499 or 498 and as customized packs. So you can custom make them. You can put as much product as you want into them. There's not a limit on how much product. So you could potentially, on a 99-pack, you could buy $300 worth of product. And the APO will pay out on all of it, and it continues to slide up to be about an additional 8% on the APO on those products. So it's really awesome the way Manitech is incorporating APO and all the additional products being sold. We didn't used to get that. We used to only get the APO on packs, right? And if somebody bought a 99-pack and they added an additional $60 product, you didn't get, no one got paid out on that product. Well, that's gone. In order to rebuild the financial part of the deal, they're getting rid of these first generational bonuses of $8 and $5 on signing up a pack. So you can look, these are just prospective changes in the comp plan that they're going to be making over the next 30 to 60 days. The $12 welcome pack, what is that? Well, the welcome pack is the pack you get in the book. You get a three-ring binder, I believe, and then they have the a lot of information into that in that little welcome pack in there. They have a lot of information. They're by taking that $12 welcome pack out of the 99 or the 498 packs, what they can do, since that cost, the cost of putting that together is about $12, they can add almost, you know, $80-some, $70 worth of product, more product into those packs. So that people who want the welcome pack, now that people want it, they can order it separately because not everybody wants all the business materials when they sign up. So that's what Manitech is doing, and everybody in the field seemed to be ecstatic about that. They're also talking about, here's something you can think about, they're talking about going into a program because a lot of people have noticed that members are really hurting their income level. You may not have noticed it, some of you, if you're brand new or you're just starting as regional director or national, you make a lot of money off your member check, and that's terrific. But one of the problems that's happened is upline leaders, executive and presidentials, have really gotten killed on the member concept because over 20% or 20% of our sales in North America today is members. And half of the APO is basically erased by the member commission that's being paid out. So that's caused people that used to make maybe $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month as presidentials, with on the same volume, they're now making $6,000 or $7,000. So it's had a dramatic impact on the income made by presidentials because of how much is paid out in the member area. So they're looking at that, you know, making a distinction of whether we're going to do anything about changing the member situation around. So one of the things that came up around that was, well, if you don't have a member count, or if you're not going to sign up members in the future, and again, don't take me for, you know, that this is going to happen. I don't know how they're going to, you know, change over what they have in place already if they plan on doing that. But the idea would be that we would allow people, consumers, to come in and buy the packs as well. So you could buy the packs and not have to give your Social Security number. So somebody could come in and buy a 499 pack and not have to give their Social Security number, only if they want to receive a check. So it would be up to them. And some of the language might be, if you, you know, click here if you want to receive welcome or thank you checks. If not, then click here. So it would be directing them two different places on the Internet, depending on, for sign-up purposes, depending on whether they wanted to earn checks or not. But they would be, it would be opening our consumers to be able to buy the packs and stay as quote-unquote consumers. They're also talking about lowering the shipping. And finally, Yahoo, they're researching and working diligently on the fact of having multiple orders coming out of one household. So if you had four orders that are coming to your house on a monthly basis, you can ship all those in one shipping charge, one pack. So they're going to, hopefully that's going to come out by the end of the year. So everybody keep your eyes open, and we'll keep the metal to the pedal on that one. We've been waiting for that one for a long time. The farewell banquet, 6:30 to 9:30 on Thursday night, was terrific. We had a lot of guest speakers, a lot of associates got up and spoke about their representatives from different countries, about what they're doing, gave a lot of insight into the different ideas. What was really delightful for me out of the group was the South African group, because they were all young guys. And it's really funny. I talked to some of them how they're doing the business. They really go up and they talk. It's all about money. It's all about finding young people who want to make a lot of money, and they're just saying, you know, just swallow this stuff and make money. Don't worry about what it is. Just swallow it, and you'll make money. That's what it is. It's kind of like they poo-poo the products altogether. I mean, they acknowledge that they're terrific products, but they don't get into what the product does for the body. They just get people to understand the business concept and make money with it. And they had three new presidentials, I think, under the age of 30 in South Africa, which is pretty awesome. Something I would love to do is help breed a whole new generation of kids that are, you know, health conscious enough and want to be a part of something like this, that they would come on board. And so I'm trying to get part of the materials from them, so maybe I could train that on a Monday call as well. Then the Thursday night event, the last person to speak on Thursday night was Jason Lester. And he shared his journey, and we all received his book. It's called Running on Faith, Principles, Passion, Pursuit of a Winning Life. And incredible guy. He talked about everything he had to do to become this biathlon runner and runner overall, and all the adversity in his life, because he was a kid that if there ever was a reason why not, you got the perfect reason why not. At age 12, he was on his bike and was broadsided by a hit-and-run driver, breaking 21 bones, including all his limbs, and throwing 120 feet in the air. And his right arm remains paralyzed to this day from that accident. His father died a few years later at age 39. So he was left, and his parents were divorced. He was left to live with his grandparents to try to fill that gap. And when he turned 18, when he's in his sophomore year in high school, he discovered that he loved running, because it gave him time to think. At age 18, he was already running 30 miles a day, became the second best biathlon runner in Arizona, and then he started doing running for causes. And he did a race for victims of Sandy Hurricane, and he raised $26,000. He got Nike to sponsor him in one of his things. He actually drinks Ambro Bombs, that's what he calls them. They're almost a full tub of Ambertose, and he mixes a bunch of other products in there, including some liquid. I don't want to get into it. It really didn't sound as tasty as he looks. But incredible. That's what he uses, and he drinks it throughout his competition. So he really believes it's an honor to be a part of Manitech since 2002. Since 2000, he just said since 2005, I think that's when he came in. He wouldn't tell anyone in the marketplace that he ran with that he was taking Manitech products, because he didn't want people to be able to compete with him. He wanted the edge. And he had a terrific edge. His challenge for 2014, did I tell you that Nike sponsored him too? Nike was a sponsor of him. And he won, did I mention the ESPYs? He won the ESPY Award as well. Pretty awesome, you know, all the accolades that he's achieved. And Manitech's been a sponsor of his for a long time. His challenge for 2014 is the 2,800-mile Great Wall of China. That no one person has ever run the entire Great Wall of China doing consecutive marathons after marathon back to back to cover that whole mile radius. or not radius, all that mileage, 2,800 miles in the Great Wall of China. So his challenge for 2014 is to accomplish that. And they asked him about what products he uses. He said Bounce Back and Sport. His water bottle is always full of Impact and Amber Start. He loves the Optimal Sport Packs and depends greatly on Advanced Amber Toast for his recovery. And that's when he talks about these Ambro Bombs that he drinks, which is like almost a full tub of Amber Toast with some liquid in it. So that's it, people. It was exciting. I hope you, and I'll just open it. We have a few minutes left if anyone has any questions that I can answer for you. I know I covered a lot of material, but there were a lot of things that were happening in Hawaii, and we are looking forward to a lot of these changes that are going to be incorporated in Manatech over the next few months, and we'll see even more updates on the website and those kind of things when we hit Manifest. Yes, we did talk about Manifest. Critical to get booked to be there and get as many of your legs there as possible. See as many people as you can to our 20th year anniversary. It's going to be the greatest. Anyone have any questions?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Go back to the better than Botox. Why are we not?
Uh-huh.
Why not to use that?
Well, when you say better than Botox, what are you doing? You're making a... Legally, you're making a representation. And all Manatech is saying that we can't make that representation, that our product is better than Botox. I think you get around that from a legal perspective if you put it in quotes. Because you don't really mean that it's better than Botox. It's just a cute phrase that we're using for our parties. We don't mean it works better than Botox. We're saying that's not what we're representing. That's not what we're suggesting. We're suggesting it's healthier than Botox, right? And so we say better than Botox. So I know using that, I don't know how Manatech, I can't give you the definitive how they're going to enforce it or if they're going to enforce it. I don't know that. I just heard it mentioned at the event. If they're going to stop people from doing that, and if you have some already scheduled, then go ahead with them. I would say Manatech should come up with a definitive statement if that's inappropriate.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Why would the runner use use the one Amber Toast over the other Amber Toast?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Could easily be whoever introduced him to him. If Mary Jo would have introduced him to him, he would be using Advanced because I never use Classic. But there are other Manatech Presidentials that only use Classic. So every one of us is a little different on that issue. I think they added Manipul into Advanced now, and I would always want to do Advanced because it has a higher concentration of mannose and fucose, the two most critical saccharides that I feel are, you know, critical for the body. But we all have different opinions on it. Some people think it's too high octane with people with autoimmune conditions. I haven't had that response. I've seen tremendous results with the Advanced Amber Toast. So it's just different people have different attitudes. So it's a challenge out there because we have that distinction that people are drawing. But he just happens to be an Advanced Amber Toast user.
All righty. Thanks.
You bet, sweetie.
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
How refreshing that the South Africans talk about money. This is a business.
Thank you, Ginger.
I mean, come on. I felt like I was, you know, I was being, you know, not part of the mission here if I talked about money. This is a business. I mean,
right.
How wonderful. And this is really what young people want to hear. I mean, they're
absolutely
interested in being part of something and the mission and yeah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they're starting out their lives and they're fresh and they're looking at things differently. So that was refreshing to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo.
You're welcome.
Two questions, Mary Jo.
How would you
address, talk to someone, an esthetician, about the acne issue if it's going to be able to help her clients but without actually mentioning that it improves acne? And second of all, I have two people who are seeing no results, and I've talked to them and they're using the product as prescribed, but they're not seeing any results.
Great. Let me respond to both of those things for you, okay? First of all, with respect to acne, I think you can always report results that are happening in the field, but say that this product wasn't meant or developed to be an acne treatment, but we're seeing some resounding results from people using as such. And probably it has a lot to do with the cleansing and the moisturizing of the skin. And you know, when you start putting pressure on the skin from the inside out, you're going to help release all that stuff from the inside of the body out. So you're cleansing the skin in such a significant way with all the moisture going in with that sphere-like technology. So there could be some reasons why it works that way, but I would always let them know that's not how it was. It wasn't built with the concept of being an acne cream, but we're seeing some resounding results, okay? I don't have a problem because you can report. It's not like we have the problem with Ambertose and talking about disease conditions. Skincare, we don't have the same issues, but we still don't want to make representations about the skincare that's inappropriate. So we shouldn't say it solves acne problems. Instead, you say, you know what? It's not even a product built to do this, but we've seen these kind of results. A totally different way of stating it. Are you clear on that? Just so clarity's there. Okay, and the second question you asked me was, you said, Mary Jo, I have a couple people that aren't seeing results. Now, let me, and everybody has that in their group. There's not any one of us that is getting 100% results that I know of. The things I do is this. Number one, are they taking before-after pictures? Because I, you know, it's almost mandatory. In fact, let me talk to you a little bit about what Nerium does. Nerium actually has you take a before picture. The minute you get started on the product, you take a before picture because you have a chance. They do a drawing, and people win all-expenses-paid trips based on the results they achieve. So there's an immediate awareness that day one, you buy the product, you're taking a picture, a before picture. And they have those stored on their website. No one else has access to them. You have your own access code for your own. But then you can take your after picture as well. If you don't take before-after pictures, I don't know that you're going to see any. I wouldn't have seen any difference for the first 3-4 weeks if I went to take in before-after pictures. Lydia was the one that was informing me of all the changes by showing me the pictures. I was dumbfounded by it. But we don't recognize the changes that we have in our own face. I had one woman that said, Mary Jo, I haven't seen any difference. And we had taken a before picture, so we took her after picture and showed her, and it was unbelievable what was happening to her brown spots on her face, how dim they were getting. But she just didn't notice it. So that's one of the things that could be happening. The second thing is Dr. Kassir specifically said that people with a higher level of moisture in their skin, which I believe I qualify as, okay, are going to see greater responsiveness than people that have typically dry skin. So the people that have typically dry skin will just need to hang in there longer with the product if they don't see immediate results in the first month or two. So when they have 100% money-back guarantee, no reason why not to continue on this path. Continue representing to them what you're doing is feeding your skin the healthiest diet you can give it in terms of nutrients to support that epidermis growth. So give it some time, because even the doctor himself said, you know, this isn't about, you know, everybody likes to talk about immediate results. We kind of got that with all the people that were having those immediate results, the few of us in the field that were publishing all our pictures, right? But the idea is that this is the healthiest thing you can put on your skin. So for purposes of what's my skin going to look like 5 years from now? Because that's what we're, you know, I know a lot of people want to look gorgeous today and perfect today, but that's not a reality check. I may have looked like I took off 20, 30 years in my face, but that doesn't happen to everybody. So I don't want you building that expectation in people. I want it to really to be something about I'm doing the healthiest thing I can for my skin to help rebuild the epidermis tissue. And over time, it's going to be awesome. I will be so ecstatic 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road that I shifted to youth today, because it's going to end. And that's really, that kind of languaging is perfect for those like my stepdaughters who are, one just turned 30 and one just turned 40. So I got two girls that are just on the track to going, I don't want to have this problem when I get older. So, and I'm, you know, already seeing things. And they're talking about their friends having Botox injections already, and they're going, how do I solve this? And I said, be the happiest you can with your face and use a product that really works over the long term.
Mary Jo, okay? I have a question.
Sure.
When Dr. Kassir talked about the product, did anyone mention about the fallen eye, how it has really helped in some people? Because I have always had one weak eye, my right eye, and
uh-huh.
It tends to come down and it look like it's closing more than the other eye just on its own. And it, I have a, what I call a fallen eye. And with that, I would put my youth on top of the lid and on the bottom and the sides all over. And I don't have a fallen eye anymore.
Wow, Evangeline, what a great testimonial. Thanks.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't hear one word on that in Kassir's, of course, he couldn't cover everything, but that is awesome. Congratulations on that, and I will pass that testimonial on. That is awesome. Thank you, Evangeline.
And also on the chin, I have a lot of pock-like, depressions, like little craters on the chin because I'm almost 80 this year.
Wow.
And I have noticed a vast difference on that, and it hasn't gone away.
Yep.
But I can tell with my pictures that I'm taking that it is improving, and
huge.
I'm just overwhelmed with what's happening.
See, and that's and what's important is what you said too, Evangeline, with the pictures that you're taking. You know, some women just don't take pictures. And I wouldn't have done it because I'm not disciplined enough around things like that. It's not, quote unquote, one of those things that's important enough to me. But with Lydia being so adamant about taking my picture every single day, I mean, every day she took my picture when she came to work every morning, same time, every day. Day in and day out, and if that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't have noticed anything until, you know, finally when my lip, when I got a, I almost called it a fat lip, one morning I woke up 3 or 4 weeks into it, and I remember my lower lip, I said either Hugh rolled over in the night and punched me accidentally in the mouth with his elbow, or this stuff has really rebuilt my dermis underneath my skin, underneath my lower lip, because that whole area has puffed out. It used to sink in. And now it's all popped out. My upper lip took another 2 weeks before I noticed a big difference there, but the lower lip was resounding. So that's the, you know, those are the kind of things. And of course, I, you know, but even the crow's feet going away, I don't look at the sides of my eyes, but Lydia noticed that, and of course we put those pictures out as well. But it's just fun. It just, you know, everybody's going to see something differently. And the faces that aren't moving as quickly as others, I would suggest it's dryness. He suggested, too, that with some of those kind of things, you can, if you leave your face a little moist after you wash it before you put on the youth, perfect. So that was another response he had to some people that felt their face wasn't moist enough. And he always said, if you're going to use any topical, whether it's Emprazone or it's a moisturizer, always put the youth on first. Youth always goes on first. So critical to know that.
Mary Jo, Sue in St. Louis.
Hi, Sue.
What did Sam have to say at the meeting? I always love
Sam wasn't in Hawaii this year.
Oh.
He wasn't there.
Okay.
So we didn't hear from Sam.
Mary Jo? I just have a comment to add to these people that want instant results. In the herbal world, years ago in the 90s, I learned that when you have a condition and you've had it for 5 years, for example, don't expect one product to help you in 1 month's time. You multiply the years times the months. You know, how many 5 years you've had this problem? Well, give yourself at least 5 months before you make a decision that you don't
got
it.
It. Great.
And I think it's a great thing to utilize with this because our skins do get very dehydrated even though we don't think they are.
Right.
And I had a very rough time getting started on the youth because I used the whole bottle way before the month was up.
Yeah, I have a couple ladies going through two tubes a month still.
And I had good skincare, I thought, for all these years since I was in my 30s. And you know what? It just depends on your own personal skin. So give these ladies encouragement by telling them, don't give up, because you will notice that on my third bottle, I went the whole month.
Wow, great.
So it does help.
Great, great, great. Thanks, Evangeline. Thanks for the support for everybody on the call. That's wonderful. So good advice, absolutely great advice. Yeah, and know that, you know, some of you get frustrated because these people that you sold on the products or they started, they get upset with you or they complain and they whine. And, I mean, there's no difference the same thing happens when we get people started on Amber Toast from time to time, or Manacee, or whatever product we get people started on. There are going to be some people that that just won't see it. They won't. They don't have the patience to continue using a product. They want immediate results. They want all the kind of things in the world. And we know that we know the quality of this product is off the charts. The healthiness, that the ingredients are so healthy for the skin tissue. My luminosity, my skin texture today is so unbelievably different than it's ever been. And all the red spots are gone on my chin, the pock marks that Evangeline talked about, mine are all gone. I used to have little bumps. And what's funny is he said that he made the comment, he said, you know, this product doesn't, it wasn't formulated to help lift up the skin on the jawline. And I go, well, my jowls are gone. I mean, I had these little saggy pockets coming down on each side of my face that I hated. I started looking at myself in the mirror and I kept going, okay, so you're a grandmother, you have 7 grandkids. Who cares if you start looking like a grandmother? You know, I would rationalize it 17 different ways. And then with youth, guess what? I still get to have my grandchildren, but I don't have to look like a grandmother anymore. So it's great. I love the product, and I love what I see happening. And there were just a lot of great testimonials in the room as well. But know that, you know, he dealt with a lot of the issues as well. And Kasir is very staunch in what his position is. He knows this product inside and out, and he just loves it for what it is. For his client base, he's using it, and he's all in. And somebody did ask, by the way, are there going to be other products? And he said, absolutely. They're already working on additional products that they would be using. I think one of the things I'd like to see him do is get a sunscreen product, but I think the problem with putting a sunscreen product in a network marketing company is what? It's not a repetitive sale product because people don't buy sunscreen every single month. So I think that's one of the issues for it. But we'll see what else they have coming out. They just get ready for it to happen. Okay, everybody, I got to run because I've got to get some things done. And love you all. Hope this gave you a good wrap-up on this summit that we had. A lot of information, a lot of changes coming down the pike, just so your heads up that you know some of the things that are coming out. Keep your eyes open for some of those changes. Everything I said in there, of course, isn't going to change overnight. It's going to take time for them to go back to, you know, the new packs again. And some of the other things that they're talking about doing, but it's exciting to see the companies responsive to our needs in the field, and we're excited about the promotion around the youth that's going on right now. And don't forget Punta Cana, end of business period 2. Get to work this week. It's a great week to really get out there and put in double overtime to make things happen. All right, everybody, love you. Thanks for being on the call. Bye-bye.